I guess when I was studying in IB, the teacher was explaining some poem, I think. I don't really remember well, but I keep remembering that one guy explained it in a very different way. It's like I didn't even imagine it that was. And then I never saw that, so I guess it goes to show that English is really, what's the word, versatile. I guess that goes with it. And that, well, I knew that before. It's that time where it really became big, or it really became relevant in distinguishing reads, poems and stuff.
Then do you enjoy learning in this way?
Somewhat. Other times it's, I can't really get into poems and books like that, because sometimes I don't see the meaning behind them, so it varies.
Then what is your most memorable English reading experience?
Let's see. Well, I was in secondary school, I guess. We read Lord of the Flies or something like that. It's an interesting book, but not, I didn't really like it that much. But I guess it was really something I remembered because of how weird the story went and how it became a very supposedly classic book about civilizations and stuff like that. Maybe remember how English doesn't always happen the way you like it to be. It, sometimes people like something else and it becomes more popular that way.
And do you remember some of the names of the books?
Of the books I've read?
Yeah.
Well, the ones I read for school were like Oedipus, Catcher in the Rye, Kite Runner, things like that.
Then do you read in your free time?
Sometimes. I think I haven't finished Sherlock Holmes. I tried reading Game of Thrones, The Song of Ice and Fire, but I haven't really gotten that far into it. I read Dan Brown's book, The Da Vinci Code, and stuff like that.
So do you think it's enjoyable?
Yeah, it's something to pass the time. It's a lot better than just, I don't know, surfing the internet and doing nothing.